We are going to take the conventional topic.
So it's just a meditation report. Walking meditation. So currently I don't have really a technique. I just rather walk up and down with an open awareness. And when I try to put my concentration on the sensations on the foot, it doesn't really work. Like most of the time it doesn't work. It's just a confusion happening or some odd things in the mind happening. And when I walk with open awareness, it's fine. Like I can just walk with open awareness and awareness of walking. When the distraction's happening, my approach is not to do anything about it. I just let it happen, kind of. And I simply carry on with the meditation or with the current task that I'm doing. In the sitting meditation, the breath is happening like calm and smooth throughout the time, throughout the sitting. There's many obstructions happening in the mind, many strange sensations in the head, or on the senses like the eyes and on the body, aches in the body and things like that. And also there I just try to maintain an awareness of sitting. I don't really, sometimes I can put my awareness on the breath, but most of the time it's confusing. Like I can just sit with open awareness of sitting. That's about it. That's all I have to say.
Confusion is a healthy sign. It's a way opening to the new arena. But we are entertaining confusion. Your mind will be scattered. If there is a confusion, knowing confusion, in the manageable, please proceed. If it's unmanageable, come to the primary object. Primary object is our at-home situation. So if it is not there, you are psychologically upset. You have to welcome confusion without no progress. That's the difference between Samatha Bhavana and Vipassana Bhavana. Samatha Bhavana is always try to keep it the comfort zone, not entertaining confusion, no evolution, no action, reaction and synthesis. Always they should have a thesis, antithesis and synthesis. Antithesis is the sign of antithesis is the confusion. Human mind can be evolved. That is plastic. Neuroplasticity is there. But to take the challenge, if you are taking the challenge, don't go back to the primary object. Just sacrifice your life and the body. Go. But everyone, all the time, is not ready for that. If so, you have to come back to the primary object, regain, recuperate, and then again going, knowing I am leading to confusion. But up to the confusion, you know primary object. You know in-breath and out-breath, you know the left leg and the right leg. All these indicate because you have done earlier. And then again go to the another confusion. And there you are consulting your body knowledge. But what I can do? What are the tools in my pocket? Don't expect experts. Don't expect the teacher. Come back. But reporting always must be there with the teacher. Then others also can feel. Others also can follow suit. They can understand confusion is part and parcel of the life. Don't try to avoid it. And confusion two types. One thing is bearable, other thing is unbearable. That is the character of resilience. Bearable people are quite with a good resilience. They can easily come back to the... They have the confidence, I can come back to the primary object because breath is always there. Whatever the confusion. Walking meditation, walking is always there. Come back. But if you like to entertain the confusion, I call it's a risk lover kind of person. They are the business people. We are in the entrepreneurship. And it is increasing. Challenges are increasing. Multivarious diversification is increasing. But as a beginner, you never expected that kind of thing. This is called preparing the mindset, capacitization. Day by day, it is increasing. So therefore, all the distractions are a new invitation for the something new. It's not a shifting of paradigm. It's a small, small satori. So you are on the way. But that cannot happen for the beginners. Beginners just try to be with the mindfulness one thing at a time, and that done well, it is more biased to samatha, and try to pacify the body and the mind and give kind of a nest. But after the birds are becoming feathered, they fly. But if they wish, they can come back to the nest or the where he started with. So therefore, we have already prepared the nest and we are about to fly out. Wingtip to wingtip, there is nothing but a thought. That's why the John Buck is telling. So I am diving in such a speed and I am so entertaining, like a seagull, from the wingtip to wingtip, I can't see any person or bird. It's a thought. Utterly scattered. Utterly evaporated. Utterly in a mess. Is it just a thought? Thought. 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 And that is what you call Nibbana. Not bounded. Not in a known formula. Not in a known configuration. Completely scattered. And again, you know it will come to the configuration and the shape. But when it's scattered also, you are equally happy. Yesterday, I made a video telling as far as the bees are in the beehive, not productive. When the bees are out, sunny day, the hive is very weaned off and thin. But bees will never, ever, definitely come back to the hive. But don't worry, and for the moment, bees are not in the hive. They are working. They are gathering honey and the pollen. So the person will see they have gone. Yes, yes, they have gone for the job. When this kind of a humidity situation happens, they come back to the hive. When the sunny situation happens, fly. So I call humidity situation and coming back situation is samatha. And sunny area and flies are not there in the beehive, very productive. And each and everyone is reporting soon after they come back to the hive. And they are coming. Don't worry when the midday. And the same thing the Buddha explained, that the cowboy, when the farmers are harvested, he can let the cows to graze in the paddy field and the adjoining forest, wherever it may be. Otherwise, farmers will come and hit him. So he go to the paddy field hut and start the playful flute, musical instrument. Cattle are completely scattered. Then if at all the master comes, he will ask, where are you? What are you doing? You are playing music. Where are the cattle? It is this matter. But in the evening, definitely they will come to the water hole. He go to the water hole and count the number and drive into the cattle shed. And the master will come and ask when they are grazing, where are the cattle? He don't answer, it is not arrogance. That's the Buddha's example. So he just go to the, in the dusk, he go to the water hole and everyone is coming to that. So if you are not scattered, if you are not smashed, if you are not destroyed, if you are not disheartened, if you are not, no use. Life is no go. But don't let others to do it. Don't ask others to do also. It is none of your business. You may be your children, maybe your disciples, co-practitioners. They have their own rights. They are coming according to their recipe. It's already written. Be prepared. Are you? Be prepared. Then get out and go. Roam around the world. Last time I went in, bloody fellow, I told that I am coming and come to be my kapakaru. Ultimately, he is in the next boundary. Now I can't. If at all you come, I would have killed you. What the use? This time also, last time I went to Europe. This time I don't know. But if you are joining, welcome. මගේ නම මතක හිටින්නේ නැහැ මේ ඊමේල් එකේ තියෙන මොකටද ඊමේල් ඇඩ්‍රස්? ඈ? ඔලිවර්. මුටි ගම ගැලපෙන්නේ අපා. උඩ වෙනමක් හරි නමක් දාන්න ඕනේ. ආ. ඔලිවර් ටෙස්ට්. ඒකේ තියෙන හක් කෙනෙක්. බුලින් කරනේ උඩ මහග්ගත කොදක තමයි මෙයාගේ පොතේ ඔලිවර් ටෙස්ට් එකෙත් ඉන්නවා. හකල්බෙරි හැකල්බෙරි ඒ උගේ නමක් තියෙනවා තා. හැකල්බෙරි තමයි ගමේ නම. ඒත් හැක් තමයි කියන්නේ. හක්. Okay, now we are going to the conventional start to start with the sutta.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. So we were discussing දේවතා සංයුක්ත available in the Sangyutta Nikaya, that is the connected discourses of the Buddha. And so far we have discussed several suttas. And now we have to start another sutta. It is called Arahanta Sutta, and I invite Venerable Dhammalankara to read the Sinhala translation, Venerable Dhammosada to read the English translation, and I'll read the Pali text. Ekamantan titha kosa devata bhagavato santike imangatham abasi. Yohoti bhikkhu arahan katavi khinasavo antima deha dahari. Ahang vadami tipi so vadeya. Mamam vadanti tipi so vadeya. So vadeyati. Then Buddha answers like this. Yohoti bhikkhu arahan katavi khinasavo antima deha dahari. Ahang vadami tipi so vadeya. Mamam vadanti tipi so vadeya. Loke samanyang kusalo viditva. Vohara mattena so vohareyati.
Avasarai Swaminnasa. Arahanta Sutraya. Savatnuvara. එකත් පසක සිටි ඒ දෙවිතෙමේ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ගාථාව කීය. සිව්මගින් කළ කිස ඇති ආශ්‍රවයන් නැසූ පශ්චිම ශරීරය දරණ යම් රහත් මහණෙක් වේද හෙතෙමේ මම කියමි කියාත් කියන්නේද හෙතෙමේ මට කියති කියාත් කියන්නේද භගවතු සිව්මගින් කළ කිස ඇති ආශ්‍රවයන් නැසූ පශ්චිම ශරීරය දරණ යම් රහත් මහණෙක් වේද හෙතෙමේ මම කියමි කියාත් කියන්නේය හෙතෙමේ මට කියති කියාත් කියන්නේය දක්ෂ වූ හෙතෙමේ ලෝකේහි විවහාරය දැන ව්‍යවහාර මාත්‍රයෙන් ව්‍යවහාර කරන්නේයි
ආසයි ස්වාමින් වහන්සේ This is the English translation by Bhikkhu Bodhi. Name of the sutta is The Arahant. If a bhikkhu is an arahant, consummate, with taints destroyed, one who bears his final body, would he still say, I speak? And would he say, they speak to me? And the Buddha responds, if a bhikkhu is an arahant, consummate, with taints destroyed, one who bears the final body, he might still say, I speak. And he might still say, they speak to me. Skillful, knowing the world's parlance, he uses such terms as mere expressions.
Smile, will you? Una kalu karagena. Hey. So there's a one sutta in Mahasangyutta Kassaka Sutta. This is very nicely presented. This answer is little twisted, but very very good. Balana putha oge thiyenath kila Kassaka Sutta kila oy poddak me papa issara hata yandona. Issara Mahasangyutte thiyene antimata kittu inda. One day, it's also like that. One day the Buddha is having a nice sermon and he's very sharp, leading the team, very like a tightrope walking. And then Mara is thinking, if they are directly attentive to the Buddha, they will cross the border, they will go beyond my jurisdiction, so I must go there, vichakkuva karaneyati, to shake this situation. He came directly as a farmer, directly from the paddy field, smeared with the mud and having a stick in the mind. Samanabha Gautama, the Buddha, have you seen my the cows or buffaloes? So everyone knows about that. Without any permission, he directly come and ask the Buddha, and he says, spill with the fresh from the paddy field, the harrowing. Then Buddha is asking, Pavitumara, a bloody fool, what the use of cows to you? And then Mara is understanding that the Buddha recognized me, and they know what he can't do, camouflage. Then he says, Yang vadanti mamaidanti yo vadanti mamanti cha. Yame kiyenona mehema mam kiwwa ehema kade mavisin kiyala unda magen galawenna ai kiyala. He says he will never escape from my snare. So therefore mahana the Buddha, you are still in my trap. Then Buddha says, anyone who says I told like that, it happened to me like that, I am not that type. There are a lot of that type. Go and tell them, I am not in your trap. Yo vadanti mamaidanti, ye vadanti mamanti cha. That I learned this sutta as a layperson. And I wrote in my notebook, and when I come here, Nisanvani, I bought this short note. And I don't know where to find it because reference and other things I don't know. But I often, because I have done agriculture, I know the situation like a farmer. But the Buddha says, if anyone is telling this is me, anyone is telling this is mine, I am not that type. There are a lot of people claiming this is me, this is mine. You fool, go and talk with them. This is the second shot to the Buddha. That's the way Buddha is giving the answer. So here, the Devata coming and asking, even after the enlightenment, will there be any utterance, will there be any talks like that, I told like that, I heard like that, can be. Then the Buddha says, can be in the worldly sense. Niyartha, not in the Nitartha. Nitartha means in the realistic sense. But in the Voharamattam, to understand the people, oh yes, yes, I told like that. Yes, yes, I heard like that. But it is not to say, I is here. This is a Voharamattam. It's a conventional truth. People understand. But those who are practicing and gone half through, he knows that is not the real meaning. This is to just to give the conventional meaning. But the internally, there is no ego here. He is telling I told. He is telling I heard. But it is only for the conventional, but not the for the truth, absolute truth. So therefore, the Nitartha Niyartha, presently Vimal Dishanayake is writing an article on it. And Nettipakarna is a complete treatise, book on this, how the conventionally what we are talking and what is the real meaning or concept and the theory, concept and the reality. In reality, there is no self, there is no ego, but it still he says, I told, I heard. And the other place in the Kasaka Sangyutta, the as far as you says, I told, as far as you says, I heard, you are in my trap. Buddha says, I am not telling this is I told, I heard, and there are a lot of people like that who have a lot of business. I am sorry, I have no dealing with you. Then the Mara, then and there he disappeared. So therefore when the people are talking, specifically the political stages, in the advertisements and in the beautification, people can't understand the gloss over words. How they are working and how much they are talking about your well-being, how much talking about this thing, but everything is money. They never consider about your well-being. And if you are a fool, you will think it's more than my mother, more than my father, more than my brothers. He has thought about and produced some new things and it is happy. I am getting a lot of dopamine hormone. I am getting love hormones. So I feel, I don't know when you go to the supermarket, I buy it. I don't know how it happens. Because of the bombarding of the advertisements, you go. But presently, in America, there are 2-3 websites. It says they never consider your well-being. They are very, very shrewd people. They know how to trap you, specifically younger generation. They are going by the face value. So they have the camouflage words, advertisements. And your mind also the same. when you are walking in the walking meditation, the very boring, same thing, left, right, left, right. Then a bird flew near you. What the hell, that walking is very boring. The bird is only you find in Nisanwani. So I have to catch it. I have to take a photo if possible. And you don't know, you lost mindfulness, you are eccentric. And the mind is so happy about the bird or flower or butterfly. But is it for your well-being? So this is being so explained. But imagine a Buddhist ceremony, drum beating, and so much of flags, flowers, and elephants, and scents, and people understand the flourishing Buddhism. Can they be mindful? But I challenge, you can be mindful also. Then you find that what a mona pachayadda, and what a vanity. And that is what we call the vanity box. Have you heard about the vanity box? No? Vanity box is the ladies are carrying that always to make up lipstick, cutex and everything. They are very well packed, very expensive. That box is called vanity box. We are also having a small one. Always camouflage. Always to catch disciples, catch new customers. We gloss over. But knowingly, that says, you can do it. Because that's the language they know. The mother is talking with the child language. Otherwise, she can't. She has the knowledge. The child can't understand the mother's language. He or she is talking with their own way. Mother can understand. So likewise, Buddha is having nitartha, niyartha, direct speech and the indirect speech. And that is the most difficult part in the grammar. And Reader's Digest English, Wall Street English, completely niyartha. They know how to gloss over, how to bend the truth. And otherwise you cannot be a media person. And you will be kicked out. Sir David Icke is telling, BBC survey happened, and while King Elizabeth was ruling, as is the throne, and mother was 100 years became, or something like that. So BBC went to the people in the street, asked, today is the 100th birthday of the Queen's mother, what do you say? Many people say, I don't know where she is living. Ultimately, reporter came to the editor, and told no one knows that she is living, and it be concerned. And out of that one person having some connection, which is what a great thing that everyone appreciating the 100th birthday, so I congratulate. And that's the only person told that make it 100%. And next day BBC News is telling, people are so glad to hear the Queen's mother is 100 years living. Everyone is greeting. He says this is not truth, but the bending the truth. This is what you call the newsreel in the day-to-day. That's what happened in the advertisements. So they are shrewd people. So likewise, one person can say, yes, I told. Yes, I heard. But it is just for the voharamattan, just a conventional speaking. It is not lying. It is not slandering. It is not tail cutting. It is not harsh. That is not a crime. This is the world. This is the way. Buddha lived 45 years in this world after the enlightenment. He used this language. Otherwise, he can't communicate. But when he is talking with the meditators and kind of thing, no nonsense. Short to the point. Short and sweet. So that is how you can understand whether he is doing what he is talking, whether he is talking what he is doing. But you have to go through this direct speech and indirect, informal and formal speech. But that is language has certain limitations. Beyond that, language is lost. So whenever when your breath is gross, language is very powerful. When the breath becomes subtle, language becomes a little puddle. And the breath is disappeared. What to say? I can't feel the breath. How do you experience it is not feeling? If the teacher is going to ask, breath feeling, gross, subtle, you can understand. How do you feel no breath? How do you feel no experience? But there is a kind of a institution, that is what we did in the singular medium. There is a one absence, lack of anything, matter, antimatter, dark matter. But only 30, 40 years ago, only the scientists declared each and every matter is having antimatter. And that is, matter is about less than 4%, antimatter is 26%, and 70% is dark matter. No meter can understand, no eye, ear, nose can understand. Without that, you can't explain 100%. But I heard Pythagoras, he mentioned, every truth, behind that there is a shadow. Understanding that the hidden part is more important than understanding the theory, understanding the truth. So that is what the Buddha started with, the materiality, and let it slowly, slowly disappear. You give antithesis. There is eye, there is a breath, there is a nose, there is a knowledge. Yes, 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 yes. But when you keep on practicing, the nose you can't feel it. Breath you can't feel it. And you can't understand whether I'm breathing or breathing happens. And the lack of breathing, you can't disclaim it. There's such a thing. That is not in the education curriculum. No one talking about. So Eric Fromm wrote a book, Fear of Freedom and Fear of Unknown. Fear of unknown is vipassana. It is going through the known. Known is slowly, slowly waning off, disappearing, and then you must be very alert. Be prepared to understand lack of breath, lack of understanding, lack of sounds, lack of visual objects. And such an institute is there. That's why the Buddha says, Se ayatane veditabhi. While meditating, you understand at the end of the story, nothingness, lack of all the things is there, you have a kind of a faculty to understand unknown. You understand the freedom. You like things, you like tension, you like frustration. But things are frustrating. In Mahasunyata Sutta, Buddha says, Nahambi ananda samanupassami, ekarupampi samanupassami, rato abhirato yasa viparinama anyata bhavi na soka parideva dukkha domana sa. Ananda, I never see any matter on the earth. People love, people hug, and when it is becoming others, when you have shape and the other things change, that thing is destroyed, that will not create lamentation, crying and suffering. Whatever the thing, rupa means seeing, hearing and all the kind of thing, by be attracted to it, that's what you call physical development. And when it is destroying, becoming otherwise, definitely it will bring you soka parideva dukkha domanasa. And that understanding faculty is only human is having. No other animals, no deva, yakka, brahma, they can't understand. Only human can. But it's a fear. It's a phobia. That is why people are not coming to meditation, because non-meditators also, they know it. But they have phobia. But the meditators, they know at the deathbed, very difficult to understand it. Why don't you have that beforehand? Everything what you love is becoming otherwise. Never mind. You are experiencing in the meditation. Advanced level, you are experiencing in the advanced level. Ultimately, no, myself. And you learn the art of disclaimer. Disavow. That's what Buddha says. After doing that also, you can see, I told like that. I heard like that. I is there at the crux of the sentence. But that is not the, it's just a conventional understanding. This is not, he not meant Only Buddha can understand this deva is halfway, Mara is challenging. As far as you are telling this is me, mine, you are in my trap. Buddha says, I am not claiming it is me, I am not claiming it is mine. There are a lot of people. You go and have a business with them. I am sorry, you have no hook. You can't catch me with by your hook. The Mara is disappointed. Mara is defeated, gone. So this is also one shade of meaning. So we have to understand when we are associating friends, family members and business customers and kind of, we have to gloss over words just to satisfy them. Good morning, good evening, happy birthday, new year. All are nonsense. All are nonsense. But in Nisarnavani, no good morning. No good evening. But we are not talking each other. We are not looking at each other. What good morning? So if you at all go to Upandita Saidu and going to say good morning, he will see through whether you are a casual visitor or a yogi. If you are a yogi, definitely he will kill you. No greetings. No. This just babies. Babage Basav. Mothers are lullabying with the babies and kind of thing. So if you wish, you can have birthday cards and New Year cards and Valentine date and all the nonsense. But this kind of thing. Even Arahant can do it, but he is not meant to. That is what I gathered, what is what I like to share with you all. We have about 30 minutes open floor to anyone to comment and anyone to give any new ideas.
Asarai Swami Nansa, this has a little bit another added verse
another
here.
Another meaning.
Yeah. So Devata, that the same Deva, after Buddha answers like that, so he has a counter question. Yohoti bhikkhu arahaṃ katāvi kīnāsavo antima deha dhāri mānannukho so upagamma bhikkhu ahaṃ vadāmi tipi so vadeya mamaṃ vadanti tipi so vadeya. Then Buddha answers, pahina mānasya na santi gantha vidhūpita māna gantasya sabbe so vītivatto manyanaṃ sumedho ahaṃ vadāmi tipi so vadeya mamaṃ vadanti tipi so vadeya loke samanyaṃ kusalo viditvā vohara mattena so vohare yati. So that's also I feel as a very good addition. So we'll
continuation of the same sutta.
Avasarai Swamisa. Devi siumagin kala kisa ati ashravayan nasu paschima sharireya darana yam rahat mahanek veda e mahanateme maaneeta pemina ho mama kiyemi kiyat kiyanneda heteme mata kiyeti kiyat kiyanneda bhagavattu ප්‍රහීන වූ මාන ඇති ඔහුට මාන ග්‍රන්ථීහු නැත. ඔහු විසින් සියලු මාන ග්‍රන්ථීහු වෙසසින් නසන ලද්දාහ. මනා නුවණ ඇති හෙතෙමේ මඤ්ඤණ ඉක්ම වූයේය. හෙතෙමේ මම කියමි කියාත් කියන්නේය. හෙතෙමේ මට කියති කියාත් කියන්නේය. දක්ෂ වූ ඒ රහත් තෙමේ ලෝකේහි විවහාරය දැන විවහාර මාත්‍රයෙන් විවහාර කරන්නේයි.
අවසයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ. A deva says, when a bhikkhu is an arahant, consummate, with taints destroyed, one who bears his final body, it is because he has come upon conceit that he would say, I speak, that he would say, they speak to me. And the Buddha says, no knots exist for one with conceit abandoned. For him, all knots of conceit are consumed. Though the wise one has transcended the conceived, he still might say, I speak. He might say too, they speak to me. Skillful, knowing the world's parlance, he uses such terms as mere expressions.
So in the jurisdiction or in the court, if you happen to say yes, whole court is accepting, he accepted. Whether he accepted in the conventional sense or in the realistic sense, very difficult him to communicate with the judge. Very difficult him to even to communicate with his own lawyer, leave aside the opposition lawyer. So then decided. You accepted. Decided. According to the rule. But yeah, you can't say it is a conventional truth or absolute truth. So therefore, it's committed. But if he's going to say that at time it is was like that, but now it is everything is changing. I told it with the conventional sense, but it's I never meant it. He says that you are misreading the court. It's a fixed thing, it's a dead thing. But when you are talking with the Buddha or with the Arahant, you may be a normal idiot or you may be the practicing person. So your mind is ready. Our platform will be changed. Otherwise, how can one lead to from the known to unknown? So that is what convention, that is what you call interview. That's what we call Kamatan Sudhakarna. That's what we do in the discussion. And there you have to understand each and everything at least have two shadows. Realistic meaning and the conventional meaning. So when you are reading the suttas, before meditation and while meditating and after meditating, you have so much of meanings. But at the beginning, it's just words, Pali. If you go to Sanskrit, some other meanings. If you translate it to English, some other meaning. I tried my best to understand the Burmese meaning also. Still I am not skillful to Tamil meaning also. And then you find five translations. Same word. And conventional truth and the absolute truth. So their best thing is to not to talk. You can't. This world is mad world. They hold something. They take a stand and from judgment happens. From there the tension happens, the frustration. So when you are talking, just listen. When two is talking, what nonsense they are talking. What nonsense they are talking. They are ready to accept, but still wants to air their views. So blah, 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 storytelling, fabrications. And once you done wrong thing, then you are justifying with thousand ways. What a waste of time. Today, artificial intelligence. Today, the telephones and all the kind of thing. Today, the infrastructure. Today, fast moving. Where are we going? What do we communicate? So much of miscommunication. And there are a lot of world wars due to American English and British English. And the British BBC explain, then they are writing the American people with same word. American people with different meaning and the other meaning. And Winston Churchill told, luckily, America and we both are using English. Very difficult. We have to get the Russia into the friendly part. Very difficult because we have to go through a translator. Different language. But other says, even the British English and American English make wars. But the Winston Churchill told, the American Roosevelt can't understand. Same English. Imagine a love affair. Two are faced to each other. And then they are talking and behaving. What a kind of egotism. But I feel like, I love you 100%. Yes, yes, I also love you 100%. Ultimately, childbirth happens. How? No, they are going for their dopamine hormone. Their satisfaction, using the other part as a prey. And then, because classical world and the aesthetic world is nothing but love. The most misused word on the earth. Other thing is God. And I put meditation also into the same this thing. So I remove meditation. I remove the word mindfulness from meditation. Don't do meditate. Just be mindful. So very difficult. People say you are going to kill Buddhism. You are going to kill their spirituality. They are going to kill their faith. Because mindfulness is something scientific, verifiable. Meditation, you can do anything and put under the label of meditation. You can say under the love, under the label of God. Misuse. They are the worst crooked people on the earth, talking about the God, talking about the love. But the mindfulness is not, can couple with the love and the wisdom. I say, if you are coupled mindfulness with the love, I am sorry. If you are coupled mindfulness with the compassion, I am sorry. Couple it with the wisdom, Sati Sampajanya, or clear comprehension. Mindfulness is the clear comprehension. Then you are isolated, you are cut off, you are outcasted, and you feel slow, alienated, that's where the mind becomes little giddy. Mind will become very fussy because you are isolated. So Buddha's word is always to bring you that isolation. Appamatto, upakatto, pahitatto, viharīya. And that is, your brain is 100% working. When you have the establishment, when you have known area, brain circuits only 4% working. Because you are in the known place, security. But if you are insecure, lost, 100% brain is working. So appear like giddiness. And that is how all the scientific discoveries happen. This is how people started new continents. They lost. And then, still if you are carrying the voyage, you are bound to see new things. So therefore, you have to understand the conventional truth the absolute truth. Don't talk with your wife. No use. Don't talk with your mother. No use. Because they are full of affection. Don't talk with your boss. No use. He is exploiting you. But everything he is using is to exploit. So therefore, they are not concerned about your well-being. And you, bloody fool, bound to the wife and the mother and the boss, ultimately you ruin and at the deathbed, macerated. You don't know your well-being. You don't know your Atta Kusala, Atta Siddhi. And whenever they are doing, these people are outcasted from the world and they living alone and appear like black sheeps. Something done wrong. That is what the Pabbaja means. Outcasted, willfully or not. Get out. Ah, very good. Thank you, sir.
Avasarai Swami Nuhansa. So, this one, the last part actually added in this sutta, that when someone is talking, how the mana come to the picture and how that typically, even sometimes it is mentioned in the suttas that even when someone has attained the anagami level, non-returner level, still the asmi mana is available. So still one can refer I, me, myself, a certain amount of sense of I is there. And again, say Arahant, who has completely removed the mana, and asmi mana is also gone, but still he is using I, me, myself, etc. So how one can differentiate? Is there any way to differentiate whether someone is referring it because he has completely uprooted all the fetters, including the asmi mana, or he is still maybe on the way? He actually may have a certain amount of a conceit. That's why he is using the terminology I, me, myself.
My explanation is anagami. Whenever the mana happens, he knowingly do it. He is not going to camouflage, he is going to hide it. He know, but still he know it's a defilement. So therefore, he is almost like Arahant. Any defilement, if you know it, it is not a defilement. Any unmindfulness, you know it, it is not unmindfulness. So therefore, that knowledge is the biggest weapon, biggest light. But the unknown and hiding it is the biggest crime on the earth. So if you know that I am talking with you and I know certain part of mana is happening, that A to Z, I know this is the beginning of the mana, this is the middle of the mana, this is the end of the mana. Because he know there are some lack of mana situations also there. Among that, bell-shaped curve happened, mana is slowly arising, come to the peak, and then disappearing. So he knows, he is monitoring, so much so he is an Arahant. Because he knows how much mistake is happening. So before the mistake, mindful, while mistake is bewildered, still mindful, and once it disappeared, he knows again he is back at home. So therefore, knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end of the mana, or knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end of the sleepiness, knowing your beginning, the middle, and the end of the desire, knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end of the dosa or hatred, exactly the same as far as you know beginning, the middle, and the end, they are not defilements. They are instruments, they are raw materials for your experiment. That is what you call vipassana. Avoiding that kind of thing is samatha. He is in a bunker, he is not in the warfare. He is in the battlefront. but he's in the bunker. But the person coming out of the bunker is, if the other person is going to take up a chance, you will get hit and you will die. But if you are going to take chance, you will kill him. So this is called vipassana. No mercy. Fully alert, but not in the bunker. But bunker is a conventional thing. You can hide. But it's a kind of a lack of vipassana. So knowingly, in university we used to say, Kanakota kapa mada kirala. Kuchara mada kavat kamane, whatever the mud you are going to eat, you must know how many kilos you have taken in. So much so, you know it. Other people eat, they don't have mana, no measurement. So whatever the mistake you do, A to Z, ABC, natang, beginning, the middle, and the end, you know it. And the partner also, we can help. If it's a meditator, we can share it. But otherwise, it's a CCTV camera. CCTV camera can understand how much you camouflaged, how much not, how much you are innocent, how much you are shrewd. Because it is doing an independent, non-judgmental, no human error. Then if you see the action replay, slow motion, then you can say so much I was innocent. And there, I thought of cheating other person, knowingly or unknowingly. And then how it happens, and then it disappears. Again, you become an innocent person, because now you have become anagami, fair amount of defilements gone. But still the defilement happens. So that is very dramatic, very colorful, this kind of a eventful life. But that will never happen as far as you are meditating in a cave. But when you are going to the social work and met up with all the kind of people, please read Taspek Zarathustra, the first chapter. Zarathustra is a Friedrich Nietzsche is writing. Zarathustra is a third person. And he says, Zarathustra was living in a top of the mountain in a single tree, and he's lived so much of years. He can see the sunrise, sun disappears, rainy season happens, dry season happens. People know this mountain is sacred because Zarathustra has taken it. And after one day, he says, daily the same sun is coming and going, same season is coming, and why can't I go to the fish market? And he justified. And he says, only Zarathustra can do it, and Friedrich Nietzsche is writing, and they decide to climb down. By climbing, people are coming to pay respect to the Zarathustra. They are asking, is this the way to meet Zarathustra? He says, this is the way you can go. Ultimately, who are you? I am Zarathustra. You are climbing down? Yes. Why? No, you can go. Still, it's worthwhile. You can go. Nice dialogue. And then he goes to the fish market. And that day there's a huge show, tightrope walking. And so tight people, they are very happy. They don't know who is Zarathustra. And Zarathustra is waiting. At the end of the game, one person gets squeezed and died. Everyone goes. And he takes the corpse to take it to the cemetery. And while going, he's justifying, I was in the very pure situation, and I decided to come back to the fish market, and that there was a ceremony, and people so much, last year, the Halloween day in Korea, so much of people died, get squeezed. I was in America at that time. That is what I know, what is the Halloween is. And then Zarathustra is justifying. I know, I came, and I also get squeezed. I can see people are so happy to see tightrope walking, and that event is finished. But this man died, no one is taking care. So he has written the book. They recently translated that into English, Singhala. Zarathustra Mese Pavasiya, Rani Rajapaksa translated it. And it's such a unconventional way of presenting in the conventional English language. How to decide to go to the fish market. How the Buddha decide from the tree, under the tree forest situation, to go to the village and do Pindapatha. And when you go there, Pindapatha, people are not ready to see the Buddha. Dogs have shit. And the ladies are not well dressed. Children are shouting. People are working in the field. And they have no way to see white clothes and come and pay respect to the Buddha. But the Buddha is at a need of some food. And then how he is making the progress to the village out of compassion. Buddha is a person. He needs food. He's a beggar. And he can't claim respectful person. No, the giver is a respectful person. And the ladies are coming. Sometimes they are directly coming to the toilet without washing hand. They take the food from the hand, put it into the bowl. What to do? We went to the Pindapathon Chautan in Burma. Once a week there is a Sunday fair. One person is running first and we are different nationalities. We they are so happy. So they are serving food always. They never use spoons. They never wash their hand. All his hand is with the remnants and making vade, making all the kind of things, and then take little, put into the bowl. Because they never expect the monks to come that time. They are so happy. They are very, they are gain, they are earning from the day is very little profit margin and giving. And if you are going to have doubt about that kind of a thing, and last time I had a pneumonia. They told, don't go to the dust. Don't go to the situation. So on the way, I went to the Burma and stayed 10 days. And everyone is looking because atmosphere is so filthy. Water, encephalitis B, hepatitis B, if you drink water. And living there, I feel my lungs are suffering. They are my brothers and sisters. Everyone says, don't go. When I go to New Zealand, they give fully purified, germs-free food. But I like Burmese food. So likewise, to decide to go into that is the way the Buddha goes into the Pindapatha. Once the bowl is filled, no one is inviting. He go back to the solitude out of wisdom. So, panyaya upagamana, karunaya apagamana. Out of karuna, he go to the village. Out of panya, you go to the forest. So this is the way you have to understand the conventional part, compassionate, and the other part is out of the wisdom. He mind his own business. So these two, well explained in Visuddhimagga, number of sentences, how the karuna is working, and is very vulnerable. But it's very little time. All the other time, he is living under the Veranjayang Verati Naleru Puchimandamule. That tree is possessed by a demon. People never come. That's the tree under which the Buddha is dwelling. Meditation. Whenever he feels something hungry, morning time, go to the village. So this connection, this balance is individual. No one can interpret to the others. So you have to find your own balance between the convention and the absolute. Everyone is having absolute life. Very difficult. Very difficult to communicate with others. But the conventional one, you can live 24 hours. Very social person and orator and articulation and presentation. You are cheating yourself. You are wasting your time. But without that, the Dhamma is not propagating. So we have to compromise.
Sorry, Bhante. We find this very interesting because it is because of this very subject of I, me, mine, this conceit. It is because the Buddha preached this subject that the first five Arahants emerged in the world. So I think this is a very central topic to the Buddha's teaching. And I have a question about meditation. There might come a point in a yogi's practice that he sort of understands everything just as they are. When lust is there, they just know that there is lust. When there is anger, the yogi just knows there is anger. There's no need to do anything about it, no need to follow the object that is causing that anger to arise. And so because of this mode of practice, sometimes the yogi feels that maybe it is not necessary to do karmatan, to report, because now what will they report? Because everything that happens, they just know that this is just phenomena that has happened. There's no me there. There's no need to attach myself to it. So, Swaminahanse, what do you have to say about this way that a yogi feels? Maybe I don't have to go and give a report because there's nothing to report.
Yeah, the Buddha says that at the recovery four stages, sarati, vivarati, uttani, karayuti, deseti. That particular person must understand, I am unmindful. I have done something wrong, it is not my intention. I mean, mind become eccentric. Mind go astray. I am mindful. But some kind of intuition says something wrong somewhere. Usually what happens is a regret. Buddha says main thing is not to regret. Vivarati, he clearly understand, even though I am unmindful, I know I am unmindful, it is not quantified yet. It's just a cloud-like thing. And usually he is hiding it out of conceit. I am such a person, I must not expose others that I am unmindful, I am absent-minded and kind of thing. But now he is analyzing it. Uttani karoti, highlight it. Earlier I used to hide it and cover it, but now he feels the best way is to express it. Apologizing. Oh, apatti desana. You know, apatti desana, that is confession. Go and tell to the other monk. I'm sorry, that is the way it happened. Not to the Buddha, to the next monk. And the monk will say, okay, that's okay, please take care in future. Ayatim banti sangvariyyata. Oh, I think also sangvariyyata. And when this happened, he says, there's a way in this meditation and in the vipassana to do away with your bad kammas. Not let the kamma to mature. You lose it as and when arising. Usually people think it happened after the death. But now he can say, I know the amount of mistake I have done. I have quantified it and I have expressed to the other person. Therefore, the last part is expression. Deseti, or confession, or apologizing, or make a statement. That is what you call sasana. Which we have practitioners, I may be senior to you, but I have a slip, achya. And then I go, if you are upasampada, you go and say, I have to do some confession. You can't say no. That the formula is there. So the Buddha says, anyamanya vachanena, anyamanya uttapanena, by talking to the other person, you raise myself, I raise yourself. Avikata is a pasu hoti. Whenever it is thrashed out, open, you feel ease. That is what you call sasana. You have no rights to punish me. You can't punish me. But in future, you have confession because of that. Don't do mistake and confess. Try to prevent it from that. Not the therapy. Not the healing. But preventative. So you are my Buddha. If that is happening, Buddha says, the dispensation is living. So therefore, not to report is yet another concept. But the Buddha says, if you can read the Tripitaka, you know Tripitaka books? I mean, we have 56 books. Each and every book quoting one particular sutta. Each and every book. Bharanduka Sutta. Many people are not reading it. This one full page is for particular sutta. Tathagatappa vejito bhikkhavinave dhammo vivato virochati na paticchanno o manini. Tathagatan vanse visi desana kala dharmaha vinaya vivurta uye babalai vasunino babalai. If you open it, if you declare it, it will be glorious. If you hide it, if you are not explaining it, it will be ruined. So this expression, the confession, with conceit you can't do it. So therefore this expression part, the last part, is the most important. Sarati vivarati uttani karoti deseti. And it is found in the Vinaya commentarial, page number 64, something like that. I was so happy. Recently, Richard Davidson organized a research, And he wanted to see resilience. When you adverse situation happen, mind become eccentric, mind become unmindful and kind of thing. How quickly it can come back to the at-home situation. That's called resilience. What he did was, after taking good meditators, he put that into the functional MRI scan and asked him to see the screen. And then he can trace in the visual gyrus, he's enlightened now. Others are not working. Ears are not working because he's in the resilience now, magnetic resilience. And while happening, accidentally give a thud sound. So definitely mind goes to the audio gyrus. And that you can see in the screen. And then from there, he's been instructed, you always keep the mind with your eye, seeing. And how quickly it can come back to the seeing. And he says, two clear neuroscientist stages. Is coming, everyone, male, female, enlightened, unenlightened, everyone is like that. Two stages, Buddha says four stages. Buddha explained it 2,600 years ago. You can verify it. Verification happen in declaration. So many people says, I have nothing to say. I have no comment on. I have nothing to report. Okay, no harm, no harm. It's appear like hiding. It is not your knowledge, darling. It's a human knowledge. Time up. So, we are going to end. Kalu Amadru, you can say Anumodana.
Yeah, but you can do the Anumodana.
Vasai Vante. May our relatives and all deities share in the merits accrued by today's teaching. May all the deities protect the Dhamma exposition and the Buddha Sasana for a long time. And may the seeds of Dhamma that we have received grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. Now let us chant the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merits.